ABC Radio Australia.
Now we return to the sporting fold and the sudden decision nearly 6 years ago now by the late Prime Minister Akilisi Pohiva to pull Tonga out of hosting the 2019 Pacific Games remains a bitter pill for Sisefo Faiaovakataa. As sports minister, he contributed to his country's written submission urging the Pacific Games Council to award the Games to Tonga so they could share, he said, in the benefits that other bigger economies in the region have enjoyed. Sisefo also served in Pohiva's cabinet, but he had left the post by the time the Prime Minister dropped his Pacific Games bombshell. Now he is seeking some sporting redemption, you might say, after taking the reins of Tonga's men's rugby A team for the Pacific Challenge to be hosted by Samoa in May. The Level 2 coach will be looking to the future of Tonga rugby by working entirely with local talent. But, as Jordan Fennell reports, as Solomon Islands prepares to host the Pacific Games for the first time in November, Sisefo says it breaks his heart to think about the sporting opportunities that Tonga have missed out on.
It was May 2017 when Akilisi Pohiva told his people that Tonga was pulling out of the Pacific Games. And as one of the instigators in his country's successful bid, Sisefo Faiaovakataa was crestfallen.
Sports is not a priority in Tonga and probably in most Pacific Islands. They think sports is, frankly, it's a waste of time. When I was in politics, I was trying to prioritise sports.
Tonga's withdrawal was a car crash waiting to happen for a number of years as the war of words played out between Prime Minister Pohiva and his bitter political rival, Lord Fred Savelli, who was head of the Games Organising Committee. Speaking to Tangata Pacifica in New Zealand in 2016, Lord Savelli acknowledged that delivering the Games would be tough, but the rewards for Tonga, he said, would be worth the effort.
Okay, there will be some difficulties. Cracking that is not easy, but part of nation building is having the determination and the vision for the future.
Meanwhile, Akilisi Pohiva was doing his best to remove Fred Savelli, arguing that the former Prime Minister had too much power.
We had to review the executive power given to Fred Savelli, 60% or even more of the bulk of work entrusted to him had been removed from him. We had also to review the salary.
But the Pacific Games Council told Mr. Pohiva he had no authority to remove the Games chief executive, and Lord Savelli survived.
They asked me to stay on, and I said, look, I've been asked to come and do a job. We have a contract, but the main thing, we are here to do a job for Tonga.
But just a year later, the rug was pulled from under the CEO's feet as Tonga bailed out, with Mr. Pohiva claiming that his country could no longer afford the Games. Sisefo Faiaovakataa was stunned.
He did it by himself. A few of his colleagues, they probably knew, but for us, independents and others, we were all surprised. The Deputy Prime Minister, he was travelling at that time when Akilisi made the announcement, and they thought it's a waste of money. But, you know, I don't believe in dialysis machines bringing to Tonga, but you know, unfortunately, we have to. But I think we'd rather spend the money in making Tonga play sports and educating Tonga in how to eat properly. I think if we spend the money in making Tonga play sports, I think we will be a very happy and healthy country.
But despite the blow of losing the event, the former sports minister is still convinced about the benefits that sport can bring to Tonga.
The discipline of rugby and sports, it helped to shape up the quality and the character of the players to become good citizens. That's what's not really recognised by most parents, apart from the healthy side of sports. But most of all, sports unite the country. When our national team is doing well, when our rugby league, Mate Matonga team is doing very well, now our netball team, the Tara, are doing good. You know, everybody comes together and support and you know, happy. And yes, I was very disappointed with the canceling of the Pacific Games. Oh, man.
Now, 6 years on, in his new role as coach of Tonga Rugby's A team, Sisefo is now out to prove his point about the power of sport by building a squad of local players.
That's my hope and my wish. And I've done that with all my teams that I've travelled with. And we have been successful, I think. We can coach the skills in Tonga, but not the experience. There's no shortcut to experience. Our school competitions, they play less than 10 games. Club rugby, the year before, we played 5 games. So when we have to play 3 years to make it to that amount of game that overseas players are playing in 1 year. There are some overseas players that they wish to be included in the team. They'll be welcome. They'll be welcome. But by the tournament, I think my players, they will have very good skills.
Sosefofeo Vakata has a long history of rugby coaching in Tonga at high school and club level and at world championships with national under 19 and under 20 sides. Now he's gearing up with the A team to take on Fiji, Samoa and Japan at the Pacific Challenge, but it's what happens after that which concerns him. However, he has confidence in Tonga Rugby's CEO Peter Harding to lead continued growth in the sport.
Okay, Peter's here and I hope we'll get it running soon. We need local players and we need an academy. After this year's tournament with the under 23, that they'll be looked after. All the players that I've taken, we came back being successful, and then nothing's been done for them, except for those that left to play overseas. I'm looking forward to the challenges, and I know it's not easy, but I'm very hopeful that we'll do well in the tournament.
We'll never know what difference hosting the Pacific Games might have made to Tonga's sporting landscape, but plans to upgrade Teu Fivea Stadium, Lotto Tonga Football Complex, and the Ateli Indoor Stadium, and build a new aquatic centre, largely fell by the wayside. And Sosefo is not optimistic about Tonga being given a second chance anytime soon.
In Tonga at the moment, we don't have opportunities for the Tongan citizens and youths and children and players to enjoy the proper facilities and coaching. And I think we've missed the bus, we've missed it. And I'm not sure if we will ever be hosting Pacific Games in the future.
Well, it's nice to think that maybe they would be given a second chance at some point, but it could be a few years away yet. Former Sports Minister Sosefofeo Vakata, and now the new coach of Tonga Rugby's A-team, reflecting on the importance of sport to his country and that great opportunity that was lost when Tonga bailed out of hosting the 2019 Pacific Games.